James chapter 2 is a chapter that people often use to prop up a works-based salvation. And they'll often quote verse 17 where it says, "Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." They'll also quote verse 14 where it says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, if a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him?" And the way they interpret that is that if a person says they have faith in Christ for salvation, but that faith is not accompanied by works, then basically faith alone cannot save them. They need to have works to accompany their faith in order to maintain their salvation or to be saved or to get saved, whatever it is. But this is an error. And in fact, the Bible actually teaches us the exact opposite. The Bible says in Romans 11 verse 6, "And if it be of grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more of grace. Otherwise, work is no more work." You see, the Bible teaches us that salvation is by grace through faith alone. And if you add works to that salvation, you've basically made the free gift of salvation null and void to yourself. Why? Because the Bible says it has to be by grace through faith alone. The Bible says in John 5:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even unto them that believe on his name." John 3:18 says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not on him is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." John 3:36 says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." And time will not permit for me to go through all the verses that confirm and tell us that salvation is by faith alone. It's by believing on Jesus Christ. You say, "Well, I still believe you got to keep God's commandments and obey God's word in order to be saved. You know, you got to make sure that you do the will of God." Well, actually, the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 20, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." And verse 28 says, "Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." And so the Bible is very clear when it explains to us that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. You say, "Well, what about James chapter 2? You know, James chapter 2 is still on the table. What is that talking about? If we don't have to have works accompanied with our faith, what is James chapter 2 actually teaching?" Well, James chapter 2 actually has nothing to do with salvation of the soul. It has nothing to do with eternal life. It has nothing to do with going to heaven and being saved from hell. No, in fact, it's actually talking about practical Christian living. And in order to understand what a verse is saying in the Bible, we need to make sure that we read it in its context, which is reading the verses before, reading the verses after. And that's how we can understand what an individual verse is talking about in a chapter. And in fact, the overriding theme of James chapter number 2 can be found in verse number 1. It says, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons." So here we see that James is instructing the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad to make sure that they don't have the faith of Jesus Christ accompanied with partiality, being a respecter of people, favoring one person over another. And in fact, in verse number 2, it says, "For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool, are you not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts?" He's basically stating that if a person has faith accompanied with partiality, they become judges of evil thoughts. They become partial within themselves. Now, with that in mind, look at verse 14. It says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him?" Now, keep in mind that when the Bible mentions the word save or salvation, it's not always in reference to the salvation of the soul. It's not always talking about eternal life, you know, being saved from hell to go to heaven. Sometimes it's actually just referring to the rescuing of the flesh, delivering your flesh from something, from harm's way. And that's exactly what it's talking about here in this chapter. Because the very next verse says this, "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it prophet. You see, when verse 14 says, can faith save him? The him is not referring to the person who has faith. The him that it's referring to is the person who is naked and destitute of daily food. You know, if I say I have faith and a person asks me for a brother or sister in Christ, asks me for food, they're destitute of food, they're destitute of clothing to keep them warm, and I say be warmed and filled, guess what? Me having faith does not save that person from those harmful elements. It does not save that person from starvation. No, in fact, my faith is unprofitable to that person. The only time my faith can profit someone else is that when I accompany my faith with works. What are the works? Buying groceries for your brothers and sisters in Christ, providing clothing for them so that they're warm in times of cold weather, etc. This is why the Apostle Paul tells Titus in Titus chapter number 3 and verse 8, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. You see, when we accompany works to our faith, we become profitable to other people. We begin to be a blessing to other people. This is why it says in verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. It doesn't say it does not exist. It doesn't say if a person has faith and not have works, that faith doesn't even exist. They never even believed in the first place. They're not even really saved. It says that it's dead being alone. And it gives us a comparison to that in verse 26, where it says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You see, a person who has been deceased, a person who is deceased, a person who no longer has a soul abiding within them, they have gone home to be with the Lord, we wouldn't say that that body doesn't exist. We would just say that that person is dead, okay? It's there, it's just not alive. And in like manner, a person who has faith, but they're not putting works to that faith, well, they have a dead faith. You see, you got to keep in mind that the Word of God, though teaches very extensively the doctrine of salvation, is not only talking about salvation. No, much of the Bible has to do with practical Christian living. And James chapter 2 is no exception to that. James chapter 2 is not a chapter on salvation, but rather on practical Christian living. So I want to encourage you to add works to your faith, not so you can be saved, but rather so you can save others who are naked and destitute of daily food, so you can be a blessing to others and you can profit your brothers and sisters in Christ. All right. Hope that helped. God bless and have a great one.